Today I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It's always nice during the 10:30 service seeing all of the children come forward and all the energy they have. I would like to reread the collect that Father Brian mentioned at the beginning of the service. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever. Amen. There's a lot in that collect. So I want to begin also with this morning asking a question. When is it hardest for you to trust God's plan? Well, this past week, I unexpectedly had many things going on from Monday through this morning. And so between with the youth and a friend's passing of her mother this morning, where all of that cycles through life. But what was unique is Monday set the tone for the rest of the week. Out of the blue, I was asked to help out at the youth in the afternoon. I had never done that before. I was asking questions, what do I do, where do I need to be, what time do I need to be there? My mind just going instead of just being. And I'm like, well, do they know I'm coming? But was I listening? So I ended up just saying, okay, I'll go. By the time I got there, the youth that were there, I'm sure were like, oh, hi, how you doing? Granted, I texted through the troop and realm that I was coming. They were like, hi. But it was through the excitement that I felt their energy when we chatted. In those moments of learning their current faith experiences, their life being shared with me. So I decided, well, tell me how this works. Teach me. And I learned. And instead of focusing on what I felt we needed to focus on, I allowed the conversation to flow. And there was so much shared among that hour together. It was one of those moments where I had to step aside and allow that plan to work itself out without me having to control the whole thing. Now, we'll see if they want to invite me back. I don't know. But I did ask a lot of questions, and they're probably like, oh, Lord. But in speaking with them, I mentioned how today's psalm is intertwined with the gospel, how often it happens and how often it doesn't happen, where you scratch your head and you're going, I don't understand how they're related, but okay. Well, today they are very much in relation. We are guided by our scriptures, by the good news that we share, and by hymns and prayers like the Psalms. Psalms can be a form of contemplative prayer. Today's is very familiar. I'm sure we have heard it many a times. And also we hear it sometimes on the TV. But as it's in the Gospel of John, there's an overarching theme. Yes, I could discuss the gate, the gatekeeper, the sheep, you name it, and we can go down that road where most Bible studies will go. But on this one, I kept being called to the shepherd aspect. Yes, there are a few hundred times throughout Scripture in various passages of the Old and New Testaments, sheep are mentioned. We know that, especially if you're doing the Bible recap. Sheep are pretty prevalent so far. In our Gospels, they're key narratives and parables. The shepherds of the nativity, the parables of the lost sheep, the parable of the sheep and the goats, and the good shepherd. We usually focus on Jesus, highlighting the parables to help us understand ourselves and how to follow Jesus. So let's explore the shepherd aspect of the theme today. In biblical times, the shepherd's duties were 24/7. One, the shepherds knew and had to maintain their flock. They ensured the sheep were resting and well taken care of. Two, the shepherds were leading and guiding the flock. They led from the front, not from behind, often singing or calling the sheep. The sheep knew their shepherd's voice. If the sheep got lost, the shepherd found them. Three, the shepherd fed the flock. They lead them to find water and pastures. And four, the shepherds protect the flock from predators using a rod and staff. So with all of these duties, the shepherds lived on the outskirts of society. They do a lot, and yet they were considered lowly, and they were in the wilderness. Taking care of sheep daily by the shepherd is stressful from many resources. How many of us feel stressed in the midst of our day or our life, even not realizing it, or someone we may know or may not know might recognize it, and we don't recognize it ourselves? We are in an individualistic society where we seem to isolate ourselves more as technology soars and human contact declines, making socializing more difficult for some. We can get confused about where we are being led when we are not in community, sharing with others, being there and listening, instead of being focused on that consumer-oriented voice. Rather than giving ourselves the strength and courage to hear the shepherd's voice, which is rooted in Scripture. The shepherd is our strength and courage to hear and to guide each of us each day. If we apply both of these Scripture pieces, this might be something we could find. Psalm 23 is guiding us to trust in God. A shepherd who provides us with our deepest spiritual needs, reducing the stress of chasing worldly securities. Finding rest during busy times, like finding our still waters, where our souls are restored. Navigating life's challenges and anxieties, knowing that God is walking with us, and receiving guidance for our choices rather than only using our strength. To live with confidence and gratitude and believing that God does protect us from adversity and walk forward knowing that goodness and mercy are following. And then you go into the Gospel of John, is guiding us to follow Jesus, to listen to the shepherd's voice in a noisy, messy world where truth and love are given. Trust in the grace given to us from Jesus for security and the access to God. Be vigilant in our faith and scriptural teachings that promise fulfillment versus leaving us empty. To live abundantly with a deep purpose, no matter what, and to follow. A personal relationship is formed. Shepherds are powerful metaphors in Scripture for leaders who guide, provide sacrificial care, and offer protection. Jesus finalized this model who laid down his life for us. To be a leader is to guide rather than from behind. To build relationships to know and understand the specific needs of those being cared for. To guard against harm, search and help the lost, and to help heal. To serve selflessly, often at a great personal cost. Does this sound familiar? And can you relate to any of this? Being a shepherd is related to being a disciple. This involves a deep relationship with Jesus and a balance of care. To be a shepherd we must first be a disciple of Jesus before we can effectively lead. These are overlapping roles. One cannot be without the other. However, a shepherd is vital and often nurtures the disciples. Our tradition in the Episcopal Church speaks of shepherds and discipleship through scripture, sacramental theology, and the structures of how the Episcopal Church is with ordained ministries and lay people. Holy Innocence is on the right path. However, how do we here at Holy Innocence keep moving forward, transforming lives through the practice of discipleship by allowing the shepherd in scripture to lead us to a deeper spirituality and understanding? There is comfort knowing that we are guided, protected, and loved. With all of that, we abundantly can live. Amen.